Free State Premier Xolisi Dukwana has expressed his deep regret and shock at the passing of the former Premier of the Free State Province, Beatrice Mashaf, and has extended his deepest condolences to Mashaf's family and next of kin. Dukwana says Mashaf served the people of the province with great honor and distinction. Former Premier Mashaf was one of the four female premiers that the Free State has had since the dawn of democracy in 1994. She succeeded late former Premier Vinky Direko as the Premier from April of 2004 until May of 2009. Mashaf was 66 years old at the time of her death. Free State Premier spokesperson Silo Ditebe says Mashaf died between 2 and 3 a.m. this morning at the Baragwanath Hospital in Soweto. I'll stay with health news. The department, the Deputy Minister of Social Development, Hendrietta Bogopane-Zulu, in collaboration with the Union for International Cancer Control and Pink Drive, hosted an outreach program in Mokopane, Limpopo today. The aim was to raise awareness and provide education and health-related services to community members, particularly on cancer and women's health-related issues. South Africa has a population of 22.2 million women over the age of 15, and they are at risk of developing cervical cancer. Now, current estimates indicate that every year, 10,702 women are diagnosed with cervical cancer. 5,870 die from the disease. Cervical cancer ranks as the second most frequent cancer amongst women in South Africa and the first most frequent cancer amongst women between the ages of 15 and 44 years of age. So to take this discussion further, we are joined via Zoom by the Deputy Minister of Social Development, Hendrietta Ipeleng Bogopane-Zulu. Deputy Minister, good afternoon. Thanks for your time here on the SABC.
Thank you very much and good afternoon. Thank you for having us.
Deputy Minister Bogopane-Zulu, I mean, perhaps you could talk to us about the campaign that you took to Limpopo. We understand that your focus was on cancer awareness and other health-related issues in women.
Well, the campaign was broader than that. But yes, we normally use our Pink Drive services, which is an NPO that provides free mammo, free pap smears, free prostate and testicular cancers, including breast cancer for women. Mm-hmm. But we normally have all the services from SASSA to the post office to home affairs to all the CETAs to the IEC and as many NPOs today that we had. It's literally bringing services to the people, so that we make sure that they don't only just come to check and get a free memo, but they also sort out their papers, register their grants, inquiries. We have social workers. We have we were joined by the Deputy Minister of Health, where we go to different communities across South Africa, because I know that the next question would be like, why social development? We have an obligation to families, but we also have an obligation to reduce the number of orphans. And we have to do prevention services of any disease. We had HIV testing, we had dental, we had eyes. We had immunizations for children. We ran workshops on positive parenting. And we do all this because it's important that we as social development ensures that women and men, parents can raise their own children. If we don't do prevention, we are going to be the ones that needs to now take over as we do, build more orphanages, build more secure facilities. So prevention, 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 it's the language. And early detection prolongs a life. That is what we are carrying to communities.
Yeah. Deputy Minister, I can understand the integrated approach and the preventative measures that you speak of. I wonder, you know, what the response was like for those who were in attendance and found out about this drive. What was that response looking like today?
I don't want to lie, the community came out in their numbers. It was the first time we went to Mokopane and everybody was excited. It was interesting to see the long queue for men, because we know that when it comes to issues around testing, and doctors, men are not, but today we had a lot of men. We also were training nurses and doctors, including the doctors for the Limpopo Medical School. We had 30 of them where we were training them on diagnosis, early detection, but also making sure that as doctors, they can engage with communities outside of the hospital setting, but in a relaxed community setting. So they can actually understand and get feedback on how they interact with communities in clinics and in hospitals. So everybody really appreciated. As usual, our SASSA line was very long as we are dealing with the extension and replacement of expired cards. Home Affairs was quite long. So, and the young people came out for the NFSAS, for the CETAS to get the opportunities. So I would say there's a lot of hype, there's a lot of activity. We only finished now around 3:30, and it was still very, very packed.
I want to look at the healthcare sector just very quickly. Given the current service delivery models we have and the efficacy of them to date, also just given the needs and demands of the population, perhaps you can talk to us about the strategies employed to achieve universal access to healthcare, the NHI, both in terms of policy and service delivery, and so that South Africa can reach that 2030 SDG goal. How do you think we're faring at this point? How do we begin to embrace the inequities that exist in that system?
Firstly, I think we're slowly getting to universal access, but the most important that we must remind all of us is that primary health care remains the key to make that you know, possible, because if we all wake up and go to the hospital before we can actually start at the clinic, then the queues are getting longer and longer. But also that the bill for the NHI is finally out. It's been out for public comment. I think it closed 2 weeks ago, so that it can then become an act and we can all benefit from the National Health Insurance Scheme. So finally, we get in there. But what is also important is that we want to thank the UICC, because the outreach was actually funded by them. We have different funders for the different outreaches, and we always utilize those partnerships to access more and more of our people. But primary health care is what we need to stress.
I couldn't agree more. Deputy Minister, let me wrap up this conversation by just also looking at some of the barriers faced by healthcare professionals to date. What have you observed on that front during these drives? And when we address the barriers to entry in terms of early diagnosis, oncology care, the costs associated with that, just also inequalities in treatment, what are you also doing to address that?
One of the things that when we started Pink Drive more than 15 years ago, the intention was precisely that, to ensure that we reduce the burden on the hospitals, but we also complement the hospitals. That's why the NPO was started. So we make sure that women don't wait long, because sometimes the machines, the mammography don't work, the sonars don't work. And that was what drove us to design this trucks that actually has the gynae section and the memo section, including the administration of these trucks. Because we have six of them now, supported by a lot of the small vehicles that goes deeper. And it's important also, because what we are able to do in these outreaches is that we partner with like Lancet Laboratory, precisely to make sure that, as you talk about cervical cancer, that we don't block the already blocked system of the health laboratories, the state ones, but we actually get the results of women fast to them, so that when they do, you know, we are able to catch them early. So it's the partnerships that are important to enable us as government to reach more people. And health professionals do have their challenges. Mm-hmm. Even today, it was the issue around sometimes they don't have basic things like gloves and all of that. And what was good was that the Deputy Minister of Health was there to also address such, and higher education was there to also share with young people what opportunities are there in the different TVET colleges that came all out, 15 of them, and the universities. But also, I want to say NFSAS is open. University applications are open. Please, young people, let's not wait for January. Let's start applying for what we want to do today.
All right, Deputy Minister, thank you for your time. You're on the SABC. And for that update, Deputy Minister of Social Development, Hendrietta Bogopane-Zulu.